I'd like to call this session of the LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This meeting is being held under the auspices of Executive Order 202.1 issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo of the state of New York as a way to remain in compliance with the stay home, stay safe mandates while continuing to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted at a later date on the town website. This meeting and public access procedure by computer and telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on the town electronic message board, as Stringham wrote. Our first order of business tonight is to review and approve the minutes from the past two meetings. Have board members had a chance to review those minutes? You need to unmute if you're saying anything.
Yes, we have. I have.
Yes.
Okay, did we have any comments or updates to those minutes?
I reviewed, no comments.
Anything else? No.
No.
I'll accept a motion to approve both sets of minutes, both the November and the December minutes in that case.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Moving on, I would like to move to new business. Our order of business this evening is an area variance for Beth Plotsky at 61 Mandalay Drive. She is seeking to construct a 576 square foot garage with a side yard setback of 12 and a half feet. Current zoning would have that at 20 feet. However, since her residence was constructed in 1970 and the zoning for LaGrange was not established until 1988, her lot is deemed to be under the guidelines of the non-compliant lots, which only require a side yard setback of 15 feet. Hence, the relief she is requesting is 2.5 feet. Since I see you there, Beth, could you talk a little bit about your project?
Sure. I recently had the two-car garage that is on my house or under my house, converted to a bedroom bathroom for my sister who lives with me to make more space for my two boys to have their own spaces upstairs. And we would like to have a garage to park our cars in, especially in this horrible cold weather winters that we have here in Poughkeepsie. So we want to add a two-car garage onto the existing structure.
All righty. Any questions? Comments from board members?
Is there a second story on the garage?
No, it will just be a garage.
Okay. I do have a couple questions. Let me just bring up my question list here. Have board members had an opportunity to visit the site?
I did not.
Okay, I was just there today.
Yeah, I drove by today.
Okay. And let's see here. Let me look at where my questions are. Here we are. Okay. Beth, I believe you were advised that 24 by 24 is roughly the minimum size for, you know, a standard or normally sized two-car garage. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the other, you know, question that we had is, and we didn't see it in the plans which we were provided, was there any sort of extra provision being made for stormwater drain-off, since you're going to have some additional impervious surface, i.e. a garage roof, or where that water would be routed? Like gutters and drain pipes, probably.
No, I guess that would go to the architect. If it wasn't in the plans you have from the architect, I'm not sure, but I'm sure that it will be set up by my contractor and the architect. My next door neighbor is calling, so because she was going to try to log on. So let me just respond, answer her.
Okay. Question.
Paul, does your compute, does yours keep lagging and freezing, or is it just my service right now, my internet?
Mine seems to be pretty smooth.
Okay. I was completely frozen before when you guys were doing the minutes. I was like, if the screen froze at that time, my face was like this. I was like, what's going on? Oh no. So as long as it's just mine, that's fine. I can hear the recording later. Oh, let's see.
Okay, good. So a couple other items is, and I know that over the holidays, USPS has been having some difficulties. So this is basically for Regina. Did you, all the neighbors got notified by mail as per our process, and the letters all went out mid-December, something like that?
Yep, the letters all were sent on December 21st, and the three that I got back were stamped. All.
You are freezing up.
December 31st, but I've only gotten three back so far, but they were.
Okay, and if I recall correctly, we had maybe 10, 12 letters, something like that.
Let me check. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I just got a notification that my internet was unstable. I've never seen such a thing. Of course, today it is. Yep. I sent out nine letters.
Nine
and
letters.
received three back so far.
Okay.
But obviously a very large delay with the postal service, because they didn't even get to Albany until 10 days later.
Okay. I do see that, the Grushkos have joined us. I happened to see Ms. Grushko this afternoon and informed her about this meeting. So I'm glad that she has been able to attend. So with that introduction, I'd like a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, are there people here which would like to say a few words in regards to this project?
Oh, we're talking about the my neighbor's project?
Yes, yes. Can you first state your name and where you reside?
So I am Tamara Grusko. This is my husband, Adrian Grusko. We live on 59 Mandalay Drive. We are next door neighbors to the Plotskys. And we have been informed of their project. And we had they were very kind to come and talk to us about it. And we are in
perfect,
we agree.
We're in agreement.
We're in agreement with them.
Thank you. Any questions from board members? Does anybody else on the board have any questions that you would like to add?
Can I ask, are you the neighbor on the side that the garage will be on?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I have to say they came to us, Beth came to see us to tell us about their project. And I went over and she showed me exactly where this is going to happen. And then today I ran into Mr. Paul Horseman, and he was so kind. Yeah.
Great.
We received a letter on Saturday, I have to tell you.
So I was, I've been looking at the problems that postal services had in delivering these letters and for us getting receipt of delivery of these letters. And, it was mentioned that perchance that we should keep the public hearing open for this session so that we give all of the neighbors some additional time to review their letters for this project, and then hold our final decision, findings, and vote on this matter over to the February meeting. Any comments from the board?
I would agree with that. I'd be much more comfortable about voting if I knew that more letters had been received. Also, I did not get a chance to look at the property as I only received my packet last Thursday and didn't have enough information to know what I'd be looking at if I did go by. So I would like a chance just to take a look at the property before voting as well.
I'm okay with these neighbors. When I looked at the property, this is where the garage would go to, and Ms. Plotsky's neighbors to the right kind of dip down a hill. So I'm okay with, I mean, for me, it was the neighbors directly that would see the garage. So I'm okay with voting now.
Michelle, Leanna?
I see Jared's point. That's a good point. I guess I did want to ask Ms. Plotsky, you said about architect's drawings. I didn't receive that for the drainage.
I didn't have any more sets. I delivered two sets to the town hall for the interior construction and the exterior construction. So I don't have any more sets of the architect's drawings. I don't know if he included the drainage. I think Paul said that there was nothing in there, but I can talk to him if I need to get more information about that.
But you have an architect doing that, and so I assume it will be.
Oh yeah, handled. Yeah. He did the original drawings for the construction inside the house as well. He did it all at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good. So I guess I don't have as much experience as other people. Could we get in trouble by voting today?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just, I had got a PDF copy of three pieces of the plans, and I was just checking to see if I saw anything regarding to drainage on there. And didn't seem to see anything specific in regards to the drainage.
Emailed us the plans this morning.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I did get my package. Is there a wetland issue? Are there any issues in your area? No. Okay.
Yeah. Not where we are.
So in this regard, I will comment that we used to have serious issues in our basement from the drainage because the hill slopes down. So we ended up some years ago, about 15, 10 years ago, we built 12 years ago or so,
we did a curtain drainage
all around the house in a U shape that goes from the front of the house all the way in our property, of course, near the house, all the way back to the woods.
And it's like, you know, like 6 foot deep, you know, and it's like a 6-inch, you know, drain over
pipe drain that was done by a contractor. And that solved our problem. But of course, it's working so far, but I don't know how this is going to affect.
It's not going to affect it. There is no water accumulation over there. You know,
for us normally. But what I'm wondering now that you're talking about drainage is how their drain, if that drain might, I don't know how the water will come down.
It shouldn't
affect us, I would think. But there is a slope from between the two properties a little bit. Yeah. So it depends how they're going to, I guess, pull their water out of there, what kind of drain they're going to have. So far, we've never had any problems with our neighbors about that.
Would the architect be available for the February 1st meeting?
I mean, I can reach out to him. I don't know for sure, but I can reach out to him and ask him to.
That might be helpful. I also think there might be legal problems if some of the people haven't received their letters yet. And notice is very important legally.
Nancy, can you hear me? Because my connection is horrible. I'm sorry.
Yes, I can.
I spoke with Alan, and the only legal piece is the Poughkeepsie Journal ad, which was done. That was done and posted in the Poughkeepsie Journal on the 23rd. The only thing with the letters is they have to be sent. Once they're sent, there's nothing we can do to control whether people get them or not. So he's not even concerned with that. Actually, Alan's biggest concern when I spoke with him today was the neighbor directly on the other side of the garage, as long as they would be the most affected by the project. So he was concerned, did that particular person get their letter? So yes, we should wait to make sure everybody got them, but legally we're not bound to that letter. It's in the Poughkeepsie right. Journal. And same with the agenda on the website. He said that's not even, it's the legal part is the Poughkeepsie Journal part. Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. If you look on our plans for the addition, it appears that the runoff will either occur to the front of the garage, which would be on the existing driveway, or it would go into the current backyard. And as I recall, there was not significant slope in that backyard at all.
That's right.
Am I correct?
Yes, that's right. I think if they're taking the drainage to their own backyard, the slope comes on the other side of the fence, their fence, basically. Yeah.
The slope is on the outside of the fence, and the structure, even though the fence will be coming down in that area, will be within the limit of the fence, and the slope is on the outside of the fence. So if it's going into my backyard, there's no slope at all.
Shouldn't be a
my backyard over.
Yeah, that's a flat area. We're in the fence right now. Yeah.
Okay. Michelle, did you have anything, any comments or questions on, are you prepared to render a decision this evening?
I am, as long as there's no legal issue, which it seems that it's been already ascertained by Alan. I'm okay with voting.
Okay. Nancy, if we amend our decision with any concerns regarding the stormwater, since the plans don't show any guttering or any downspout or drainage actually at all. If we were to amend our decision such that Mr. Freeman and the contractor just ensure that the water at least starts on Beth Plotsky's property, and you know they make a good effort to not direct it over to the Goose Coast. Would that meet your stormwater concern?
Not really. Hmm. But I think you could vote tonight without my vote.
Hmm. Okay. Beth, do you would it create an undue hardship for you to come back again first bit of February and see if you can get Mr. Freeman to join you and address the stormwater concern?
I can reach out to him, like I said, and if he can't be here on that February 1st, I can try to have him write something up and I'll have it delivered to the town before that date.
Okay.
I'll email him tomorrow.
But you would be okay with us, holding the public hearing open and rendering a decision then that at the February meeting?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So with that, I will take a motion to keep the public hearing open and to move on to other business on the agenda.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So I just want to be clear that that next meeting would be February 1st at 7 p.m.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I just had to confirm. It's always the first Monday of the month, but I wanted to make sure. It sounded familiar.
Okay.
Could you put some markers indicating the corners of the garage so that when I come out, I can see where the plan is? Just like a brick or something there.
It's as Paul knows, it is really hard because there's a lot of action going on in my house right now, but I can try to get something out there to kind of mark it off. I still have the contractors here painting, so there's a lot of vehicles in the driveway and things during the day.
Yeah, when I was there this afternoon, there were three large pickup trucks in her driveway. I said, oh, no wonder she needs a garage. There's all these trucks to put under cover, but no, there's the workers.
Yes. So yeah, I'll do my best to put out something out.
Okay, would you want me to call you to say before I come so that you could just put it out then?
Yeah, if you could, and if you can come in the afternoon, I'm usually home by 4 o'clock most days.
Okay. Thank you.
That would be great. Because then I can even meet you outside and show you.
Good.
Okay, any other business to be handled this evening that I'm aware of? It's not on the agenda. Yes?
We're going to have to attend the September 1st meeting today. February 1st, I mean
September 1st. No, you have made your statement. You know, unless you wanted to change it or add more, you're
no. I just want to make sure that the drainage is done properly. Actually, though, that's important. We have a pool also in the backyard, and of course, the land here doesn't absorb the water very well sometimes. So, you know, anywhere that the drainage comes into our yard is going to be a problem. You know, so that will be an important issue.
And I'll make sure I share that with you once I get the information.
Great. Thank you, Beth.
You have a good night. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. With that notion, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Second.
Aye. All righty. This meeting of the LaGrange Zoning Board is adjourned.